House Bill 1233 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1233, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Garnas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I really feel that Lady Luck shined on me today. All the members of the House of Representatives are eating their cookies and cream, and they're busy. Their mouth is busy with that. House Bill 33. I want you to think about four different questions when we talk about House Bill 1233. What does this bill do? Where would the money come from? Why do this now? And what are the consequences or the outcome of this? First of all, what does the bill do? Pretty straightforward. It compensates to retailers for collecting and remitting the sales tax on a monthly basis. If you look down in section one of the bill, the compensation would be a maximum of $70 a month. This approximately would affect about 60,000 people, or 60,000 businesses, I should say, in South Dakota. The first reason is a fundamental fairness. Every retailer submits monthly to the state of South Dakota their retail tax. And at this point in time, they are not reimbursed for it. There is some work involved, obviously, and it can be somewhat complicated. And once again, they do this every month, and they're not reimbursed for this. The second issue that I put forth to the body is that it's property tax relief. The commercial property people have had little tax relief, if any. And again, I think this is a fairness issue. Number three and four, why should we do this now? As we all know, not only South Dakota, but the nation has had a slowdown in its economy. South Dakota, we are not in a recession, but we have slowed down considerably. And I would point out that this would be an opportunity if business owners got some money back, they could put it in possibly into a website, maybe into advertising, maybe in some part-time employment. So I would say that this could stimulate our economy to a certain extent. And the bottom line is, I think they could invest in our economy. Number five, I'd mentioned earlier there are about 60,000 business owners here in South Dakota, so this would touch everyone in South Dakota, every community, whether it be Mud Butte, Veblen, Aberdeen, Vermilion, Madison, White River, you can go on down the list. One of the most important questions we're asked here is, where is this money going to come from? And I would submit that it would come out of the property tax relief fund. When we put this into place, the property tax relief fund back in around 1996, obviously when it started, there was no money in it. Today we have approximately $70 to $80 million that go into the property tax relief fund, and that's what it's there for, property tax relief. And I submit that's what this bill is. Every year, for the past 5 or 6 years, we pass in here what is the Cutler-Gabriel Amendment, and this affects ag and owner-occupied housing. And again, it does not touch on the commercial. Again, why do this now? I think the timing is important because there are people even in South Dakota that are laid off, they lose jobs, and it's a portion of our economy that could be helped by this. And finally, what does this do? It gives money back to the people that deserve to have the money back put in their hands. And I think you're going to hear some arguments on the floor here. First of all, you're going to say that, well, back in 1995, this was part of the property tax relief package. And granted, it was, but again, times have changed. Back in 1995, we didn't have a property tax fund where we put the money in, and now we have close to $70 to $80 million in it. We don't have the money. Well, I believe that we do have the money in that fund to fund this new program. And again, I think you're going to hear the argument that this doesn't help the people on the lower end. I believe it does, because a person possibly in Mud Butte, South Dakota, a retailer that maybe only takes in $10,000 to $15,000 worth of sales tax, you know, that may only be $5 or $10 a month, but think about that a little. $5 or $10 here or there, $20, pretty soon that adds up to some real money. And I think it's something they would also appreciate. I thank you very much for your indulgence, and I'll stand by for any questions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further comments, Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
What's the fiscal impact on this bill?
Representative Garnas, do you care to answer the question?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Abdallah. Approximately, it'd be $2.2 million. And again, I would look for that money out of the property tax relief fund.
Representative Abdallah, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks, Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
I'm curious, of the 27,000 businesses that hold sales tax licenses in South Dakota, how many would qualify for the full $70 a month allowance?
Representative Garnes, do you wish to answer the question?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative Peterson. That's a very good question. What we got from LRC, and again, this is, I'll try to give you the best context here. It looks like the approximate allowance that would get $70 a month, I've heard some different numbers, but it'd be probably between 50 and 75 of the top retailers would get that.
50 to 75?
50 to 75, correct.
Representative Peterson, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the body. It's difficult to stand up and oppose this bill because I know that many of our retailers are hurting here in South Dakota. We are in some difficult economic times, although recent reports indicate that those times may soon be coming to an end. But I am going to ask you to vote against House Bill 1233 for primarily three reasons. The first reason is this: we have to be fiscally responsible. This will have about a $2.2 million bite out of our state treasury this year. We're already looking at $11 million in shortfall and possibly $36 million in the next fiscal year. There are many of you today who are voting for and asking for more money for more things, whether it's for nursing and nursing education or K-12 education or for ethanol or for wind energy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to have a balanced budget. We can't do that if we keep cutting out our revenues and increasing our expenditures. We need to be fiscally responsible, and with all due respect to Representative Garnes, this isn't fiscally responsible. Secondly, this really isn't going to help an awful lot of retailers in South Dakota. The fact of the matter is, of the 27,000 businesses in our state, less than 1,000 may qualify for the full $70 allowance per month. The fact of the matter is, 70% of them will get $5 or less a month. And no matter how much difficulty you are in, $5 or less a month isn't going to help you very much. Finally, we are going to fix this problem. We're going to fix it in a year or two through the streamlined sales tax. That is a fundamental part of the legislation that we passed just a few days ago. Because of that, because it's premature, because it would have a negative fiscal impact, and because, quite frankly, businesses in South Dakota aren't going to benefit that much from it, I think the responsible thing to do today is to vote House Bill 1233 down. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Hunstad.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body. This, in fact, is a fairness issue. We heard testimony in taxation that the state charges the municipalities a fee for collecting the money for the cities and distributing them, and I think that's fair. After all, our government and the state is collecting that money and distributing it. It seems reasonable to me that those retailers who work day after day and work hard to keep a little bit of that money back that they're collecting. They're doing it for us, just like we're doing it for the municipalities. We really need to vote for this. Those retailers need the help that they can get. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1233. Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, well, for the 4 years prior to my joining the South Dakota legislature, I had a South Dakota sales tax license and remitted on a monthly basis sales, use, and excise tax to the state of South Dakota. And so I'm well familiar with the headaches involved in calculating those taxes on a monthly basis and remitting that. And rather resented it at the time when I did that every month, and I think, you know, I have to do this for the state for free, but I guess I just kind of considered a cost of doing business. And while I applaud Representative Garnes in bringing this, and I think it's something that does need to be addressed at some point, I don't think this is the year that we need to do it with our current budget shortfalls. And I would echo Representative Peterson's comments. I sit on House Tax, and I opposed this when it came out of committee. Echoing Representative Peterson's comments that 70% of our retailers that submit that monthly sales tax are going to receive $5 or less a month, $60 a year, to compensate them for filling out that tax return is not going to make or break those people. It's not going to help the people at the bottom end. The only ones that it's going to help at all is the top 30% of the retailers that really don't need the help in filling out this form. But yet it's going to cost us $2.2 million out of our state tax coffers this year, and a year that we can ill afford it. I ask you to vote no on this. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1233. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Klochek?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm members of the body. Well, I've been here for a few years, and it seems like every time we go back, and our retailers, they've done a great job for the people of South Dakota, and they ask for nothing. And I hear it from my retailers. They would like a little back this time, and I think it's just the right thing to do. As long as I've been here, we go into session, and some people on the budget and down on second floor and another place say, well, we don't have any money. We don't have any money. Then after we go home, then miraculously we find some more money. But this $2.2 million, I don't believe it'll break the bank. It's just an opportunity to help our retailers, and I would surely ask that we do this small step for our retail businesses in South Dakota. And thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body.
Further remarks. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Garnas speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Garnas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I just want to, you know, first of all, say I have great respect for all members in this body here. I do have some differences on opinion on this, and I would simply say that, you know, $60, $100, I think that means a lot to some of these people. And, you know, especially there, maybe on the lower end of this. But, again, I would say, you know, a retailer that's located in Edgemont, South Dakota, I think it's a token of appreciation, and I think, you know, it would be helpful to them. Number two, I think it's fiscally responsible, and I guess this I look at it a little different way. Here's a way that I believe the money's there because they did, you know, talk about what we have actually in property tax reduction fund, what is actually there. I think the money's there, and I think it's fiscally responsible because you know what this does? Puts the money back in the people's hands, and they get the choice to do with it what they want to do with it. I gave you the reasons, whether it be a website or maybe some part-time help. I think I can go down the list with that. In conclusion, I think this is a good message to send for the people of South Dakota. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, members of the body.
Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1233. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1233. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1233. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's my privilege to introduce two ex-members of this body. We have Deb Cooler, who was a representative from the Huron area, and we have Linda Lee Viken, who came out of both Sioux Falls and Rapid City and finally ended up in Rapid City. If we could
welcome back
our legislator.
Representatives Dunafin and Valandra. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 33, nays 37.
House Bill 1233, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost.